everyone, it's Agnieszka from 5 Minute Language. Welcome to my channel. Make sure you subscribe if you haven't already and give this video a thumbs up. So today's video is about beating anxiety when speaking a foreign language. It's a topic that comes up a lot. Many people have asked me about this before, so today I'm going to share my favorite tips with you on how to be a more confident speaker of a foreign language. So the first two tips I'm going to very briefly share with you are already included in one of my recent videos in which I share some language learning advice that I have never shared before. So I'm going to link this video, make sure you check it out, and there is some more detail of these techniques in that video. So the first technique is basically imagining that you're an actor and the person that you're speaking to is also an actor, and that you're basically acting out a scene in a film or in a theatre play. So that way you're focusing on a script that you've got to say, and you're focusing on the fact that you are just acting out a role. So often when we're anxious about speaking a foreign language, we might think that we're worse than the person that we're speaking to, or that we're inadequate in some way. So imagining that we're both actors, us and the native speaker we're speaking to, makes us a little bit more equal, which obviously we are equal, but sometimes it's tempting to believe that we are not equal. So for more details of the technique, check out my video, like I said. The second technique I want to talk to you about for beating anxiety when speaking a foreign language is imagining that you're a celebrity and that you're being interviewed because you've got something exciting to say. You're famous, you're well known, and you are an expert in your field, and you've been invited to this interview to share your thoughts. So again, that's an exercise you can do to kind of build up your confidence, because if you imagine that you're a celebrity or a famous person or an expert, that will give you a sense of being important. And when we're speaking foreign languages, sometimes we might think what we've got to say is not really important. So hopefully this technique will help you out. The next tip I've got for you for beating anxiety is filming yourself speaking the foreign language that you're learning. So speaking to a camera is actually not as intimidating as speaking to a real person, but it is slightly more intimidating than just speaking to yourself. So it's kind of like a middle ground. And you know, when I first started making YouTube videos, I was a little bit nervous whenever I was filming because it kind of felt like speaking to a person, but not really. So I was maybe not as confident as I may appear now on camera, but then the more I did it, the more my confidence developed and the more my anxiety disappeared. So definitely try this out, film yourself, and not only will you develop more confidence, but you will also be able to listen back to the video and maybe spot some mistakes, maybe spot some areas for improvement, and that again will add to your confidence. The next one is speak to yourself. Definitely, definitely speak to yourself. Even if you've got nobody to speak to, when you speak to yourself, you develop some patterns that you're familiar with, some expressions that you use in a lot of different situations. You can repeat them over and over again. And if you haven't got many opportunities to speak to other people or to native speakers, then this practice with yourself will definitely pay off. And my final tip is basically just speak. I know this sounds silly and it sounds very simple and obvious, but this is quite important. Whenever you're in a situation where you can use the foreign language that you're learning, you should definitely go for it, because I know it can be tempting to kind of wait your turn or think in your head, you know, when I'm ready, I will say something, but that moment may never come. So just go for it. I really believe that you can do it. So these are my tips. I hope you enjoyed them. Make sure you subscribe to my channel and give this video a thumbs up, and I'll see you next time. Bye.